Blog Talk Radio.
Live worldwide.
Word, dynamite! Come on, y'all, let's rock.
Taking over your radio frequency. It's the Miss J in the Morning Show.
Hit me!
Miss J, Miss J, Miss J.
Into the best morning show ever. We are live worldwide on blogtalkradio.com/Ms. J Production. Those of you who are calling in, good morning to you. Thank you so much. Coming up later in the show, we have the Ms. J area code check-in, where you get to rep your city, wherever you're calling from. I'm logging you in, and we'll handle that a little bit later. But those of you who are new to the show, Ms. J in the Morning, where we OD on positivity. So many of us have OD'd on our jobs, OD'd on stress, OD'd on relationships, trying to get in one, trying to get out of one, whatever it is, but it has been medically, psychologically, clinically, and spiritually proven that changing your thoughts, your words, and your actions for the positive can actually help you live a longer and healthier life. So my job is to help you get up in the morning and start the day off in the right way, and you're doing it right here with Ms. J in the morning. Starting to show off with Kelly Price. Ty. She didn't even say it right. She just screamed. I'm tired, y'all. I know many of you out there have experienced some things where you just tired. Some of y'all don't even want to get up today to get to work, get your kids to school. You're tired. You done walked out the house and forgot you had the rollers in your hair, or you forgot you got one blue shoe and one black shoe because you're tired. You got so much on your mind. You feel heavy. You feel burdened, but it's time for you to release. Time for you to let go. Don't worry about what happened yesterday. Yes, you may still be suffering the consequences of your actions, maybe even by way of somebody else, but you can't control that. You can't even think about tomorrow because they have their own issues to worry about. So all you can do is worry about today. So I'm going to challenge you. Just repeat after me. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. That's the Ms. J challenge. I'm going to say it one more time. No matter what anyone says about me, no matter what anyone does to me, I make a choice today to be positive in every way. We all know it takes 21 consecutive days to develop a habit, so why not develop a habit of positivity? Repeat that to yourself over and over and over again. I had it in the car. I got it at the office. I got it in my house. I got it a few times in my house and a couple of times in the car. I even got it on my phone to remind myself that when somebody texts me something stupid, when somebody calls me with something stupid, some drama, when I get on my phone, I get on Facebook and something crazy is going on, I have to tell myself it don't matter what anybody says or does. I'm going to make a choice to be positive today. No matter what's going on, you can control you. The only responsibility you have is your own self, your own actions. You can't control anybody else. So don't be a thermometer, be a thermostat. I say that all the time. Don't let somebody's actions or words control your temperature, your temper, your actions, your emotions, your feelings. Make sure you're the thermostat. You set the tone. When you walk in, just walk in silence. Switch it up a bit. When you wake up in the morning, those of you who have kids, just give everybody a hug and a kiss before you even open your mouth. I promise you it will change their lives and it will change yours too. It will actually change your day, which in turn will change your life because you'll be more positive and have a good time. So I want to encourage everybody to break free of all that you are tired from. Like Kelly Price said, she's tired of the baby mama and baby daddy drama. She's tired. Tired of faking it. She's in a relationship she don't want to be in. She's been accepting some stuff that she knows she deserves better. She's tired. So everybody, get up, shake it off, and let's go. Today, I'm only playing music that's going to get you up and out of your seat. You got to shake it off. We got to dance today. It's getting close to the weekend, y'all, so we got to get up and do it right. So right before you die, you got to live, right? So here's Kirk Franklin right here on Ms. J in the morning. Before I die, get up, get moving, and tell everybody to tune in. Dial 714-816-4743. 714-816-4743. It's Ms. J in the morning. Here's Kirk Franklin.
Come on. Brothers and sisters, I'm feeling real good because it ain't over. Right before I die, I gotta
get out my dreams so I can be the reason for me, not just for me, but so they can see much more of him and less of me.
Right before I die, I gotta
so love my enemies, forgive the past and set them free, so I can bring up the things that are the blessing God has for me. He is for me, not just for you. I have to learn to talk it through. I can't go through that way again. Be heard by you that way again. It's not the end.
What up, everybody? It's your boy DJ Maestro One, and I'm listening to my home girl, Miss J, in the morning.
We're the new generation. The new generation. And we believe now. We believe.
We believe.
It's a televised revolution. We want democracy. We fight all oppression. We're tired of the red green. We want our freedom. Like the Statue of Liberty. We want to see our children live better than you and me. The whole city is a dance floor. It's a celebration for the whole world to see. Things are really changing. From Africa to Asia, through Europe, across the sea. Everybody's got their head up, and nobody's on their knees. And the bosses stopped lying, and we gave the quiet sky. And we stand in love and wonder, as a miracle goes by. And it ain't like it used to be, cause it's better than it was. We're the new generation, we believe in us. We believe in love. We believe in love. Most trending, and now the bombs stop flying, and we gaze at quiet sky, and we stand in love and wonder, as the miracle goes by, and it ain't like it used to be, cause it's better than it was, we're the new generation, we believe in us, we believe in us. Now you can't get between us. We're connected like mother and child. It's a worldwide network. You better log on before you die. Cause the old God is over. And the new way is baptized. And now we're storming through the palace. Singing, dancing, you know why. Waving peace flags on the balcony. Yeah, we just changed history. Here we all join hands.
To do, we make mistakes, so we have to make sure that we get what we wanted because we planned, It's all about me, 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 I, but you're not thinking about the ones who are watching you, the ones that you are setting the tone for. You got to lead by example. There's a whole generation watching us, and by the looks of it, we're doing a horrible job. I mean, you ever heard that thing, your kids represent you? You know, what your kids look like and act like reflects who you are. Now, in a lot of cases, of course, there's always subjects and, you know, it's different in certain areas. Let's just say that. But it's true. The next generation represents, you know, what are we doing as parents? What are we doing as grandparents, aunts and uncles, mentors, teachers? How are we leading the next generation? Can we blame it all on the media? Can we blame it all on everything else? We have to look at our actions or the lack thereof. Y'all know Ms. J don't mind whooping some kids. Spare the rod, spoil the child. That's what I say. That's what the word of God says, and that's what we need to do it. But some of y'all take it too far, so now we have allowed, you know, America to tell us how to discipline our kids. But that's a whole other story. I'm not going to get into that right now because y'all know I can go days and weeks and months about discipline when it comes to the children. And y'all know when it comes to kids, I got a soft spot. Y'all don't mess with my babies. I'll be nice, I'll be sweet, I'll be loving, I'll be kind. Until you mess with one of these kids, then I got to go off. So in the news today, yes, another school has done something that caught my attention. An eighth grader wore a T-shirt promoting abstinence that she got from a Christian conference the night before. She went to a Christian conference with her friends. She got a T-shirt that's promoting abstinence. She got excited and wore it to school the next day. And the school said it was inappropriate and made her change her shirt. Now the mother is going up against the school district and saying, you know what, you intentionally humiliated my child. And, yeah, it's getting pretty deep right now. They made her wear a shirt that says, tomorrow I will dress for success. It's kind of like, you know, the dunce hat that they used to wear back in the day to let people know that the school is not going to handle any inappropriate things at school, so you're going to walk around and let everybody know, tomorrow I'm going to dress for success. So the 15-year-old, only in eighth grade, her name is Summer, and she lives in Florida, and she proudly wore her T-shirt that basically was promoting abstinence. The T-shirt said, now here's the catch. The T-shirt says, don't drink and park. Accidents cause kids. I believe the T-shirt was pure genius. Again, it says, don't drink and park. Accidents cause kids. I think it's pure genius. Whoever came up with that T-shirt is brilliant. But the school says that's inappropriate. The parents are pretty upset, and she was like, you know, I'm not wearing a curse word. People are walking around with all these signs looking crazy, but they feel that it was discrimination and a personal attack against her. But the school board is standing against the school's or the principal's decision and made a statement that says it's not a situation of whether or not the district agrees or disagrees with abstinence among teenagers. It's more about the sexual innuendos. Yeah, and so we believe that it violated the dress code policy and they made her change. So I think it was funny. Now she's 15 years old and in the eighth grade, and some of you guys will be like, but considering this next generation and everything that they've already done, I believe that that T-shirt was pretty appropriate. I do believe personally that the school, you know, might have took it too far, but I don't know. I'm going to go ahead and open the forum. I'm going to post it on Facebook. So I want to talk about it, y'all. What do you think? Would you allow your daughter to wear that to school? A lot of schools now are, you know, having dress codes, you know, things you can and cannot wear, things you can and cannot say. I mean, even though she went to a Christian conference, was it still appropriate? If it was somebody else who wasn't a Christian that wore it, you know, they don't show a picture of her. Of course, she's a minor. But the T-shirt, you know, how did it look? How did she wear it? What was she doing? Why she was wearing it? Did it cause an uproar? All those type of things you have to consider. I don't know. I think it was appropriate. But me, I do believe in uniforms in schools. We'll talk about this for a minute because you can, you know, alleviate all of these issues. I said you got all the kids wearing the same things. Now, whether I personally want to wear a uniform or not, no. Whether I believe in children expressing their individuality, yes. But because we have so many issues, so many new laws, so many things back and forth, if we all just wear the same thing, you don't have to worry about being called out of work, your daughter being humiliated, teachers being able to act stupid, you got perverts that look at different girls and boys in a certain way. So you just don't know. And because of the way things are right now, I say everybody just let's wear uniforms. They cheat. They even give you vouchers to go get it if you can't afford it. You don't have to worry about your kids doing crazy things, being affiliated with some things that they're really not. So I don't know. Should we defend the student or defend the school? I'm going to open up the forum, post it on Facebook. Let's talk about it. We're going to go into a commercial break really, really quick. But before we do, I have a spoken word break for you. This was actually requested a few times. I haven't played it in a while, but I'm going to keep it in rotation. I have words for you, spoken words for you right after this. We'll be right back. It's Miss J in the Morning. Here we go.
I have words for you, spoken words for you, the word for you, the living word for you. In the beginning was the word for you, the spoken word for you. So bring on the word. In the beginning, God spoke to the silence of the night, broke bread with earth, proclaims, let there be light that I may see. Like the blind Bartimaeus, son of David, have mercy on me. Because I'm going to be like a tree and have your word hidden in my bark that I might not sin against you. Carefully bless these loaves and fish. Feed the multitude truth. See, where you go, I will go like Ruth. And never be ashamed, never be afraid to proclaim that name. Because now I'm free to step outside of this box man has created for me. Religiosity, man's philosophy, never thought possibly that I could be no greater than a Pharisee, but it was a hollow wind beneath my wings, blown by the mouth of man, lifelessly chasing the doctrine of manipulators dictating the land. But I can speak in tongues and prophesy mysteries, move Everest with my faith, claim I've got the victory, all absent of love. I am a clack, 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 clanging cymbal. Do you not know that your body is the temple? And his word, our power, revealing the plans of the simple, planted by the beast. So can't be lukewarm, must choose the cool or the heat. See, time is ticking to tick, tick, tock. I said, time is ticking, and there is much to do. No time to fear, because he has spoken words for you. See, I have words for you, spoken words for you, the word for you, the living word for you. In the beginning was the word for you, the spoken word for you. So bring on the word, because out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. See, life and death is in the power of the tongue, so continuously monitor what leaks in and out of your home. Armored in righteousness, guarding the windows of your soul. Heads wrapped, we're wrapped in salvation while traveling narrow road, not often taken. Better beware of the lion who creeps through Zion's seed. Wolves in sheep clothing serving bread laced with greed. Because remember, where the dead body is, there the vultures will feed. So please don't be deceived, for God to supply all of your needs, so don't get drunk with her wine. For Delilah seeks to zap your power, keep you bound and blind, but he is divine, and we are the branches born to bear fruit, serving he who is matchless, the spirit of truth. And if you love me, you will obey my commands. If you love me, you will feed my lambs. If you love me, you will obey my commands. See, blessed is the man who does not walk or sit or stand with sinners, but delights in me. Meditating day and night, he shall be like a tree planted by the water, yielding fruit and leaves everlasting. All he does shall prosper, for he is the light of the world, and a city that is set up on a hill shall not be hidden. Neither do men light a candle and put it under a bushel, but on a lampstand, and it bringeth forth light to all that are in the house, including you. Dim your light for no one, but always remain true, because this is the spoken word for you. See, I have words for you, spoken words for you, the word for you, the living word for you. In the beginning was the word for you, the spoken for you. So bring on the word. I said, bring on the word, the spoken word. Spoken word for you.
Worldwide.
Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. BST, 10 a.m. EST.
Focus.
OD. Overdose on positivity.
Ryan Show.
Inspirational music. Uplifting topics. Resources. Spoken word artists. Bands. Comedians. And event promotions. Subscribe to the show. blogtalkradio.com/Miz. MIZ-J-Productions. Join us in our chat room. Videocast and special giveaway.
The website,
www.MizJProductions.com.
One Girl Gospel Management presents to you three distinct gospel acts with beautiful voices of praise. Ladies and gentlemen, introducing JDKT, Jesus Dove Kind Things, the amazing female gospel trio. And introducing the two youngest ladies of One Girl Gospel Management, Natani Ware and Markeela Walker. You can hear the anointed sounds of all three acts on Reverb Nation or call your radio station and request them now by name. That's JDKT, Natani Ware, and Markeela Walker. CDs are available now at artist-onegirlgospelmgmp.com. Let them anoint your next event with their amazing vocal ability. For booking info, call 501-416-0031 or Facebook at One Girl Gospel MGMT. YouTube and video footage is available under One Girl Gospel MGMT. One Girl Gospel Man is making it happen.
Making it happen right here on Miz J in the Morning. You have tuned in to the best radio show there is, where we OD on positivity. You won't get much mess here. All that drama, all that crazy stuff, y'all can turn on the TV and listen to all that. You want to know who died today, who robbed somebody, who killed somebody, and who slapped somebody, who got fired, y'all can get that from somebody else. You want to watch reality TV, you got cable, or even if you don't, you can just step out your door, go to work, get some drama, get on Facebook. Facebook is full of drama. Make sure you keep it connected right here, where we OD on positivity every day, Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, 10 a.m. Eastern on blogtalkradio.com. We are now featured on iartistradio.com. Shout out to DJ Abnormal, doing it big out there. All of my iArtist Radio family on the East Coast. You can listen 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time on demand, and we are featured live on iArtist Radio. So make sure you log on and download the iTunes app. Y'all, I'm featured on an app. Y'all, that's hot. Download the iTunes app. You can listen 24/7, the best in R&B. Hip-hop soul, neo-soul, morning inspiration, and your girl, Miss J, in the morning. We got some great stuff going on in the community. Those of you who are in Northern California, you know that's where I am right now. So we're doing some big things out here. Where are all my ladies at? Can I say hey to all my ladies out there? Fellas, we're going to get you soon, but right now I'm going to take a break for the ladies. Y'all asked for it, and now it's here. Those of you who've been following me for a while, you know that we now have a National Women's Society pump. Every woman needs her pump. She needs her purpose, her uplifting, her mentoring, her positivity, and her sisterhood. We now have Pumps for Life, a program designed just for women to empower you. You got relationship issues, finance issues. You want a job, but you want to start a business. You want a business, but you want to get a job. I don't know. You got problems in your relationships. You have problems in your life. You need some coaching. You need some help. You need some great tools that are tangible. You ever have issues in relationships, whether they're platonic, meaning just friends, just between a man and a woman, or romantic, we got the tools for you starting March 3rd. March 3rd is Sunday. We have Women's Pump for Life for women only. Limited seats available. You can register online. Log on to MizJProductions.com. We're also on Facebook. Make sure you join the group. There are limited seats available. Registration fees apply. If you are a student, you get 50% off. If you have more info, you need more information, or have questions, you can call our office. Area code 209-286-MIZJ. Again, 209-286-64 9:05. So you have no more excuses, lady. Let's get it together. Fellas, you should be excited about it. You should encourage your wife, your sister, your mama, your girlfriend, your homegirl, your cousin, whoever you know, your neighbors, women, to sign up now. There's limited seats. We'll have a new session. March is Women's Month. There's an actual national holiday, March 8th, Women's Day. So we're going to make sure that all the women have it together. We're getting it together. Men, you should be excited because y'all tired of us, right? You're tired of us going through some issues, mood swings, drama, talking too much, doing too much. So you got to push them to get better. Some of us need the tools. So I want all of you guys to sign up for Pumped for Life. The first session is March 3rd. It's every Sunday, 4 to 6 p.m. There'll be food there. The registration fees include all your materials and your food. Don't worry about it. If you need help, just let us know. Log on, MsJProductions.com, information there. And on Facebook, we're going to get into some music because we're winners. I told you we're going to keep it going. Here's Sam Collier, No Losing, on Miss J in the Morning.
No losing, right?
My breath, Jesus. All right. Let's see if I can get through this. without messing up. Now, here we go on 209-914-212-602-403-662-702-864-334-213-919-323-810-864-310-818-917-770-501-608-408-513-404. Hey, did I get 916? I got y'all. Did I get 951? I got you too. Did I get 513? I see you just calling in, boo. I got all of y'all. Thank you so much for tuning in. I'm so excited. I get excited every time I log in and I see all of you guys waiting for me. You guys call before the show even starts. I'm so excited, so happy about it, and I'm grateful for all the blessings that you guys have given me. You each are a blessing to me. I smile every time I see y'all. So you know what? I'm going to get into some music real quick. I'm going to tell y'all a couple of more things that we got going on in the world. You know, there was actually a New York man who was dubbed not the greatest, not the most intelligent, but the worst deadbeat dad in the history of America. I know, I felt some of y'all cringe when I talked about it. I know when I said it, but we're going to get into some music real quick. And then we're going to come back with that story. Here's a new one by my boy Jay Moss, y'all. Y'all know Jay Moss. Pajammy Jams out there. That's the label that he owns and doing big things with, if you guys didn't know. He has an album out, his latest album. Y'all like that song, God's Got It. Y'all always requesting that song. But he got a new song called I'ma Do It. I'ma Do It. I-M-M-A. I'ma do it. I don't care what none of y'all say. I'ma do it. So we're going to get up, get ready, just to do it. So here's Jay Moss right here on Miss J in the Morning, and we'll be right back after this. I'ma do it. Go on, Jay Moss.
PDA, I want to do a little something for those who thought we lost the edge. Yeah. I won't be down anymore. I won't be bound anymore. I won't be sad anymore. I won't be had anymore. I won't be told anymore. Yeah. Laying down, gotta stay on the floor. Yeah. Cause the floor ain't a place for winners. Yeah. Staying down ain't the thing for believers.
I'ma be the one still moving. Yeah. You'll be the one fooling. Yeah. I hope you ain't wishing nothing bad on me. Cause yeah. You're messing with anointed pedigree. Yeah. I'ma be the one still. Yeah. You'll be the one still.
Yeah. let everybody know.
Hey.
Tell them.
I'ma do it.
I'ma do it.
Hey, I'ma do it. I like that jam. That's a headbanger. That's one that wants you to whip your hair on. You said roll down the windows and turn it up. That's what you can roll in your car with and not be embarrassed about people hearing. Y'all ever just roll on the side of somebody and you look at them like, what in the world are you listening to? Just craziness. They think the bass is good and your car rattling and there's some crazy stuff and they looking crazy and you looking crazy and you can't wait till the light turn green so you can keep going. It's just, anyway, shout out to Jay Moss. But Jam Records out there doing it, be it. I'ma do it. Shout out to my girl, Lissandra Hardy in ATL, putting me on to the new Jay Moss. Entire album, so I want to give her props, because if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't have heard the song, and now I wouldn't share it with you. So I'm going to keep that in rotation. Y'all let me know how y'all feel about it. We're going to have some more polls coming up on the website. Your new faves? Oh, shout out to Michelle, Marcella Walker, and Sam Collier for being the top three so far this year that you guys are requesting. So we got some new artists coming up, some new things. Everybody that wants your interviews, make sure you email me info@MsJProduction.com. If you want to submit some music to be played or kept in rotation, you can email it at MsJProductions.com. Artist, singular, not plural. But let's get back to some news. I know y'all ready for it. Yes, a New York man, the number one deadbeat in America. Yeah, I mean, for this to actually be released is just enough. For America to say, the courts to say, this is the man that's the worst. Actually has his picture. I'm going to post it on the forum so y'all know what it is or who it is. Yeah, he's from New York. And prosecutors and the government, he was the most wanted deadbeat parent ever. And he pled guilty this past Thursday to owing more than $1.2 million to three children from two failed marriages. Yes, I'm going to say it again. $1.2 million to three children from two failed marriages. His name is Robert Sand. He's only 50 years old. He had to go to the U.S. District Court in Central Islip or Islip. It's in Long Island, y'all. He got two counts of failing to pay child support. U.S. attorney had to help him, but he just was like, I'm guilty. And it's from 2002. It's not like he ain't paid from 1990. This dude had to be making some money in order for it to be that much. Of course, it, you know, fees accrued and all that type of stuff for your arrears, those of you who understand child support and all that. But he only has three kids. With only, you know, supposed to pay child support starting in 2002, just 10 years. So in 10 years, he racked up over $1.2 million that he has to pay. Why is he in the news now? Because he's been on the run, y'all. He's been a fugitive. They've been looking for him. He first fled to Florida, then went to Thailand. Now, this is what makes me upset. You're not paying child support, but you can afford to go to Thailand. Thailand ain't just, you know, a drive. You can rent a car real quick and then went down to another state. You went to a whole other country across the waters. Some like 15, 16-hour flight. Them flights, them airplanes is off the chain. You probably up there ordering stuff in Thailand for a while. The only reason he got caught is because while he was in Thailand, he had improper identification. He was trying to go out there and buy some property, y'all, trying to live his life up. He wasn't broke. This isn't a man that's struggling and the system is down on him and the baby mamas is tripping and he ain't got nothing. He's trying to work five jobs. It ain't that type of situation. This is a man who had the money, just don't want to take care of his kids. So Thailand sent him to L.A. back in December 2012, and he's been in jail since. He was held without any bond bail. He couldn't get out. Courts got him. He's in there. and he pled guilty. He had no statement. Yeah, courts deemed him the number one dead beat in history. They're saying they have never seen a story like this before. It has never gotten this bad before. And, yeah, the only way he got caught is because he had to get deported back in November, was arrested in December, and, yeah, $1.2 million and you're 50 years old? I don't know, bro. I don't know how you're going to do it. So I'm going to post it on Facebook. I want to dedicate a song to him. Yeah, I'm probably laugh at him. But I can't get over it, y'all. I'm sorry. There's no way in the world. I know plenty of people who owe child support. I know plenty of mothers. I've been in that situation. I know how stressful it can get. I know how the men are. I understand both sides. I've seen both sides. I have a close personal friend who is doing everything he's supposed to do, and his ex-wife is just crazy. And ain't doing what she's supposed to do. So now he got to work like 3 jobs, trying to run his business, trying to take care of his child, trying to do all this other type of stuff, and child support is getting on him and making it harder for him. And he's trying to do better, but he can't because they're not letting him breathe, and she ain't doing her part. I get it. I know a lot of mothers. I was in that situation at one time to where we're struggling, and we're like, look, can you just help get some clothes? We don't care. I don't care what you do. Just help me get some milk for the baby. And you out there on Facebook living it up, eating all types of lobster and shrimp, going to a club every weekend, and you can't get your child a haircut and get them a bottle. It's not that situation. This man has the money, traveling, going to Thailand, trying to buy property for 2 failed marriages, 3 kids, $1.2 million. Oh, that hurts. But you know what? It's a system, y'all. So I'm going to go ahead and slow it down a little bit. Those of you who are trapped in that system, I want y'all to break free and get out. So I'm going to play Lauryn Hill, I Get Out. On this day in the morning. Here we go.
I get out of all your boxes. I get out. You can't hold me in these chains. I get out. Father, free me from this bondage. Knowing my condition is the reason I must change. Just thinking resolution is no type of solution. Preventing me from freedom, maintaining your pollution. I won't support your lie no more. I won't even try no more. If I have to die, oh Lord, that's how I choose to live. I won't be compromised no more. I can't be victimized no more. I just don't sympathize no more. Cause now I understand. You just want to use me. You say love and abuse me. You never thought you'd lose me. But how quickly we forget that nothing is for certain. You thought I'd stay here hurting. Your guilt trip's just not working. Repressing me to death. Cause now I'm choosing life, yo. I'll take the sacrifice, yo. If everything must go, then go. That's how I choose to live.
Okay, we're getting there. At least I had a chunk.
Okay, it's how I choose to live. No more compromises. I see past the disguises. Blindingly through mind control, stealing my eternal soul, appealing through material to keep me as a slave. But I hug it out. Oh, I get out of all your boxes. I get out. Oh, you can't hold me in these chains. I hug it out. Oh, I want out of social bondage. Knowing my condition. Oh, it's the reason I must change. What you see is what you get. Oh, and you ain't seen nothing yet. Oh, I don't care if you're upset. I could care less if you're upset. Don't change the truth, and your hurt feelings no excuse.
keep me in this box, psychological lock, repressing true expression, cementing this repression, promoting mass deception so that no one can be healed. I don't respect your system, I won't protect your system. When you talk, I don't listen, only have my father's will be done. And just get out, oh, just get out of all this bondage, just get out. Oh, you can't hold me any chains, just get out. Oh, these traditions killing freedom, knowing my condition is the reason I'm a changed. I just accepted what you say, keeping me among the dead. The only way to know is to walk and learn and grow. But faith is not your speed, or you'd have everyone believe that you're the sole authority. Just follow the majority, afraid to face reality. The system is a joke, or you'd be smart to save your soul. Oh, and escape this mind control. You spend your life in sacrifice to a system for the dead. Oh, are you sure where's the passion in this living? Are you sure it's God you're serving? Obligated to a system, getting less than you're deserving. Who made up these schools, I say? Who made up these rules, I say? Animal conditioning, or just to keep us as a slave, or just get out of this social purgatory, just get out.
Love you so much. We're at the end of the show. I want to make sure that you guys just break free from all of that mess. That's really what I was saying. All of the mess, all the drama, no matter what anyone says about you, no matter what anyone does to you, make a choice to be positive in every way. Today is the only day that you have to really focus on. You can't really, you can plan for the future, but live for the now. Live for the now. You can't do anything about anything that happened before or even going to happen. You only have this moment right now, so make sure you do it. Do what you do and do it to the fullest, y'all. I love you so much, and thank you so much for calling in. Make sure you tune in Monday through Friday right here on blogtalkradio.com, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and iartistradio.com, 7 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Shout out to all of you who show me some love. I'm going to leave you with one of my favorite songs that's about to get me ready for the weekend. It's my boy Kenton Jones, a professional. I'm a pro with it. Watch me go with it. Hey! So I love y'all. It's Miss J in the morning.
Watch this.
Hey! Watch this.